Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mikey Valenti will be here shortly. We were supposed to do the show from Music Town inside the Hockey Town Cafe with everything going on downtown with the Sweet 16. But affairs of state took precedent over affairs of state. And we have to be back here. Mike will be here shortly. What's up, Doug? Thanks for sticking around.
Sticking around for a while. Sure, why not?
Yeah,
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. When do we work together, by the way?
I don't know. Gator?
I think I've worked with everybody. Haven't done the morning show, but that's coming up around Memorial Day.
Yeah, Gator doesn't turn in his time off quite as soon in the year. I already got days in July spoken for.
I know.
Ruined my 4th of July week.
No, sorry.
That's what I'm paid to do.
Yeah. I relish the opportunity. And how about that Tiger win yesterday? I want to interview you about the Tiger win.
Okay.
You've been around for a ton of opening days.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it all. One thing you've never seen is the Tigers win 1-0, because according to Jason Beckett, it's never happened on opening
days. Yes, I've seen the Tigers open up a season with their catcher, I believe was Orlando Mercado.
Wow. It's fun to have a team that looks more than a little bit competitive, isn't it?
Yes, at least on one side of the ball, to use a football analogy.
Yep. But, I mean, this is who they're going to play a bunch.
Yeah.
Is the White Sox and teams worse than the White Sox. And so...
I don't know if there's anybody worse than the White Sox.
I think the A's are.
And okay, that's
a week from today, the Tigers will
be
playing
down there
the A's
for opening day.
Can't wait. Can't wait for that. So... Do you have a shift that day? Do you know?
Yes, I'm working with Rico after the game.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, I've had no expectation for the last 6-7 Tiger seasons. Yeah. I have an expectation this year.
Yeah, they should be. My expectation for them is pretty much like it is for the Wings. Just be in the hunt to make the playoffs, in this case, division.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get in the wild card, let's be honest. Within the last 2-3 weeks of the season. That was my expectation for the Red Wings. They moved the goalposts a little bit, and now those goalposts are gone, but, you know.
It's back to where it was at the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, if the Tigers, if the Tigers' equivalent of the Red Wings season is to, what, have the division lead in early August and then be out of the playoffs by mid-September?
Yes, and without making a significant move at the trading deadline?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be a little upset. Because hopefully the pitching will be as good as we think it is. And if the offense is what we saw yesterday, and, you know, it can't be that bad, even though they did win the game, and there's an opportunity for them to make some adjustments at the deadline, and they don't and miss the playoffs for a lack of offense, I think people will be very upset.
Well, they've got an igniter in the lineup that we all knew would be a great addition to the bottom of the order, Javi Baez.
Yes.
It's pretty ironic that he was the guy that scored the run, helped manufacture it,
yes,
with not just the base hit. In a lot of ways, the heads-up base running
turned
out to be massive.
He's a smart player. And look, he plays...
He's not always been smart on the base pass.
No, but he gets rejuvenated when he plays in Chicago.
So that's weird, because if it's truly that, it tells you that there's a gear that that man can go to either when he is feeling it or motivated. And if you're a professional athlete, it feels like you should feel that way all the time. Obviously, when you play 162 games and you might play 150 of the 162, you're not going to be at level 10, all 150.
No. But you should mentally, be at level 1.
Mentally, you kind of should be. You should be close to a 10.
Yeah.
You can control that. You can control your approach.
And he didn't chase much outside the zone. Now, he had that one where he was swinging at pitches that I don't think Manute Bol could have swung, hit the lake, but great Manute Bol. But that's where he chased outside the strike zone. But, yeah, look, they won. I mean, that's the most important thing. But it's going to be, and I think we'll talk about this with Mike a little bit later, it's going to be laborious at times. It really will.
Well, I love that kind of baseball.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I know
I like small ball to a certain extent, but, you know, give me a 3-2 game with at least a home run.
I can take 1-0 wins all day long because it just speaks of great pitching.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, I've always talked about the most valuable asset in the game, and the underrated asset is defense. Now, they didn't do anything spectacular. Riley Green's play in left field was pretty good.
Yeah.
He had two of them, in fact. But the reality is pitching can keep you in a lot. And in this case, Scooble went out and did Scooble things. Like I said at the beginning of the 10 o'clock show, I think that Scooble is progressed beyond the what he could be stage and is now fully in the what he is stage.
Well, look at the odds for Cy Young. He's in the top, what, 6 or 7, I believe, if not even better than that, to win the American League Cy Young. Now, to be Mr. Negative that I can be, on another team we saw yesterday, Shane Bieber. Now, granted, they were playing the A's, so also a horrible offensive team, and he was filthy too. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an interesting matchup when the Guardians take on the Tigers.
Yep. But outside of Scooble, which of the other four starters intrigues you the most?
It's weird. I think Mize intrigues me the most because, all right, you're 1-1. You had your surgery. Let's go. Let's see what it's all about. The other one who intrigues me is the one who I didn't even want to be here, and that's Flaherty. Because, you know, what are you spending money on this guy for? He had one great year, and he went through all the injuries, but if the spring is any indication, and I say if, you know, he had a really good spring, and it'll be interesting to see how good he is.
Yeah, I don't have much of an expectation for Maeda or Flaherty. Where they are in their careers, mm-hmm. where they've been trending, at this point it feels like hope and a prayer that they take a step forward, but they both did stuff in the spring for whatever it means. I am most intrigued by Reese Olson. I think Reese Olson, his age and his stuff, so filthy, it's a matter of learning how to pitch.
Will his cheeks get any less red?
No. Okay. He will always look like he's a teenage boy. Okay. But as far as Mize is concerned, I think there's one stat that I'm following this year. It's 30 starts. If he gives you 30 starts, that's A, health, and B, his pitching justified him taking up a spot in a rotation when there are ample other options knocking at the door.
Look, we've been, you know, we know not to go crazy over one game, obviously. But shall we say that the bullpen looked pretty damn sick yesterday in a good way.
It looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so good.
But they're playing the White Sox, and that's...
They were playing the White Sox. Stoney, sorry, I'm because you care. And I care. I'm trying to get the Michigan Tech BC game.
Oh, okay. Little college hockey.
Little college puck, yeah.
Did anybody bet on the Michigan Tech BC game? What's the line on this game?
I don't know that you can bet college hockey.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Well, at least at the casinos you can, because I've been out there these weekends, and yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
One year we hate betted against Quinnipiac because one of my friends got divorced from his wife. His wife went to Quinnipiac, so we hate betted against
That's Quinnipiac. Pretty classic. Yes. That's pretty classic. Well, I've completely messed up because I can't get to the Can't get to the cable box.
You just walked to the cable box.
I know. Is that game on ESPN2? If it's on ESPNU, you're out of luck because we don't get it in studio. But
gee, what a surprise.
Go Tech.
Yeah.
Go Tech.
Do we get NFL Network in this studio yet?
We do not get NFL Network in the studio yet.
It's unbelievable. Mike is here.
Mikey B is here.
He's ready. He's ready to go.
I'm ready to kill somebody.
He's very happy, Doug. He's very happy.
He looks thrilled.
I know.
No, I'd just like to know in major market radio how you don't do a sound check more than 30 minutes for a show. You know what? That's my problem, not the listeners. Doug, I owe you dinner. Send me your...
No worries, man. I got to work with Mike briefly.
So. It's a blessing, isn't it? Yes. That's my next 4 hours.
Have a great show.
Thank you, brother.
I'll do this again. Stay safe.
Yes, don't you better stay safe.
Respect.
Yes. Don't treat the people downtown with respect.
We'll leave that one alone.
Yes, we will.
Thanks,
guys. All right, have a great weekend, boys.
All right,
thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.